אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, my name is Dr. Ran Porat. I'm a researcher at the Australian Center for Jewish Civilization at Monash University, and the focus of my studies is the Israeli diaspora in Australia, or as I call them, the Ozraelis.
This is very interesting. I mean, that report that was published. And can you please tell us, what is it based on?
So the report I recently published at Monash University focuses on Israel-born Jews in Australia, and it is based on the very big Gen 17 Jewish community survey that was run here 3 years ago, and also data from the 2016 census, Australian population census, and the previous survey of the Jewish community that was completed in 2008. It's called Genoet. So I aggregated most of the data from these various databases to try and build a profile of Israelis in Australia as of 2 or 3 years ago.
How many Israelis do they live in Australia?
Well, that's the, I would say, $10,000 question, right? So anywhere between 10,000 to 15,000, which is important, but less important unless you put, it's more important if you put it in a relative terms. So the Jewish community amounts to around 120,000 people. So we're talking about 10% of the Jewish community are Israel-born. And that number of 10,000 or 12,000 is possibly double what it was 20 years ago. So we see a real big increase in the incoming or the migrants from Israel, while we see a decline or end of the immigration waves from Russian-speaking countries or from South Africa. So now Israelis are sort of the rejuvenating the Jewish population of Australia.
So what is the dynamics between the Israeli community and the Jewish community?
It's a changing dynamic. So we see 10 or 15 years ago, there was more animosity or tensions between the two groups based because of misconceptions and negative perceptions on both ends. What we see is a change in the attitudes of both sides and understanding that they should work together. And the data shows that more Israelis attest to be either slightly or somewhat connected to the Jewish community, I would say two-thirds or something like that, as opposed to just over half 10 years ago. So there is some sort of a shift towards more understanding, more cooperation. At the same time, these are two groups that have specific needs and specific nature and different identities. So while there's cooperation, there's common, there's a lot of common things that they can work on together, there's a lot of things that stay separate. The social spheres, most importantly.
It seems that there are incentives now for Israelis to send their children to the Jewish day schools in Sydney and in Melbourne.
Yeah, these incentives actually did increase the number of offspring, of children of Israeli migrants in Australia. Still, I think the large majority of Israelis send their children to public schools or to other schools. The main reason is of course, the cost. The fees are very high. And it's not unique to Israelis. A lot of Australian Jews complain about the fees, and this is a sort of a hurdle that they need to tackle. It's very hard for them. But Israelis also have additional sort of reasons why they don't send their kids to school or to Jewish schools. They see these schools as sort of posh, elitist, and also geographically inaccessible. They don't want their kids, or many say they don't want their kids to grow up in a Jewish bubble. They want them to be more assimilated into the wider Australian population.
We are talking to Dr. Ran Porat from Monash University, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Ran Porat, the Israelis that come to Australia, do they have difficulties settling in and assimilating into the community, the general community?
Relatively speaking, not really. I mean, we have a relatively good command of the English language, because of linguistic reasons, because of English level, the level of teaching English in Israel. We also come equipped with good knowledge of what we want and with the high levels of education. Israeli migrants are about a third of them has at least bachelor's degrees or some sort of diploma, as opposed to like 16 or 15% of the general Australian population. So they are successful migrants. They're work migrants, skilled migrants, and this enables Israelis to settle in quite quickly into the Australian economy. They are able to forge some relations with non-Israelis, but it's very limited compared to their strong relations with other Israelis. So if you look at the social sphere, the friends of Israelis are mostly Israelis. A little bit of Jews, a little bit of people they know from work. But that's it. The people they call friends are mostly other Israelis that migrate into Australia.
And economically, you said they are skilled migrants, so they come and they get a job quite easily. I know that to buy a property in Australia is very expensive. Are they able to settle and be stable economically, even with those jobs?
Yes, they're quite successful in that sense. Either they find a job or they open a business. Israelis across the world, by the way, are known to be innovators and with initiatives, entrepreneurs. So there's not a problem there. There's no limits there. Most of us migrate to Australia find work quite quickly. We have the skills and the tools to integrate into the economy quite successfully.
And how do they see anti-Semitism in Australia? Are Israeli worried about it?
Much less than other Jews in Australia. If you look to, for example, Jews from South Africa or from Russian-speaking languages countries, you understand that they come from countries where anti-Semitism was ripe. It was everywhere. It was much obvious, sometimes it was institutionalized. When you come from Israel and you consider swastikas or a few statements, which are all, of course, wrong and should not exist, but that's sort of the maximum anti-Semitism we experienced. With the occasion, of course, there are occasional extreme cases, but generally speaking, level of anti-Semitism is relatively low in Australia. And in Israeli eyes, the Israeli migrants see Australia as a almost anti-Semitism-free country. So while other Jews see anti-Semitism as much more a threat or a problem, and that's understandable. I remember some Israelis joking about how if you see a swastika on a tree, it's as dangerous as being bombed by a missile that can happen to you in Israel. So they see it relatively, and it is quite low, relatively speaking, to Europe or even to the U.S. nowadays.
Dr. Ran Porat, how do you actually sum up your report as far as the Israelis in Australia?
I would just note that the Israelis, it's a hybrid sort of identity between Australian and Israeli. So these Israelis are a separate diaspora, a national diaspora with its independence growing bigger, with their own sort of social circles, online, uninstitutionalized form of community that works better with the Jewish community, but it's still a separate yet connected diaspora.
Dr. Ran Porat from Monash University. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.